Hello everyone, welcome back to another weekly newscast brought to you by pwponderings.com. If this is the first time you're checking us out, what we try to do here is tell you all the big news coming out of independent pro wrestling. My name is Chris Justy, I am the web admin. As always, I am joined by Dez Delgadillo. Dez, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good. You know, this is a place to go for wrestling news on the independent level because nobody reads anymore. So what we do is we tell you what's happening so you don't have to use those eyes and you don't have to point your face at things. So that's what we're doing here. And hey, if your WWE network is freezing up right now, we've got the perfect podcast to fill in that buffer space.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm actually kind of surprised. Anyone that is listening, I should probably thank you right off the bat because you're not engrossed in the WWE Network, checking out those Raws, old pay-per-views, and just awaiting all the stuff that they promised us they'd have on there. And I guess it's not, but hey, it'll come. Pretty soon, there'll be so much stuff out there. Dez, I don't even know. Will this show even continue?
Yeah, I don't know.
What stuff there's going to be out there.
I'd say they everything they promised is pretty much up there. I mean, I want them to promise Nitro and Thunder and stuff because that's kind of why I got it, so I could watch the WCW that I didn't that I wasn't old enough to enjoy as a child.
It's coming, Dez. It's coming.
Yeah,
plus
I'm sure.
I think
sure
there's a show about it, right? It's called like Monday Night Wars, like an actual show or something, like a breakdown of it,
like a documentary type show or something. So yeah, I mean, they didn't promise to have Nitros up there, but I know with their vast library, they're bound to be up there at some point.
Didn't we get though the Monday Night Wars DVD? So it's like, really, how can you break that down into a weekly show? What are they going to do? Like, oh, this week Hogan did this, and on WWE they did this, and go, oh, that's why they were beating us in the ratings.
Yeah, ratings. I don't know. Yeah,
cruiserweights.
Do you think they'll do it that way week to week? Like,
I don't know. I don't even know what the show's about. I just know that it's supposed like to be one of those, I don't want to say in depth, but it's supposed to kind of counterbalance the whole Monday Night War thing. So I don't know what they're going to do with it.
I know on when they had the Classics on Demand service, one cool thing they would do is they would have a Raw and then they would also have the Nitro from that same Monday, and then you could just watch them both for yourself. So they could do something cool like that. But then it would be like a 5-hour show or whatever, because at one point Nitro was hours.
I want a 2-hour documentary on Thunder.
No. You cannot have that. I forbid it.
About Thunder in Paradise. That was a show back then with Hulk Hogan.
Oh, is that a show? That was a movie.
It probably is a movie. No. What was the show? There was a TV show that would come on right after Nitro.
Maybe it was.
You're too young. You didn't even watch Nitro.
I think I remember reading Eric Bischoff's book, and I think it was like he would do. That was back when they were still taping at Disney, I think.
Yeah,
he would,
the MGM. Like, yeah, I thought it was called Thunder and Paradise. I could be wrong. It was so long time ago. I mean, there was. They used to have a Robin Hood show, I think, and then there was a Mortal Kombat show on TNT. There's all these lead-ins. It was. Dez, you didn't miss very much. I'm just
see this network is an amazing thing because it's making us talk about Thunder and Paradise. When did you think you would ever hear this conversation being had on the PWP Weekly Newscast, a show about indie wrestling, and we're talking about Disney for God's sakes?
I know, crazy. But let's talk into some of the other big news that hit this weekend. Dez, New Japan Pro Wrestling is joining forces with Ring of Honor to present two shows in May. Global Wars in Toronto and War of the Worlds in New York. I'm going to let the jokes speak for themselves on those names, but still, this is pretty exciting stuff. I think everyone, I don't even know how you would know this happened unless you've been living under a rock. There are tons of dream matches to be made. They put out a high-def trailer, which I thought was pretty excellent. Some much better production than what Ring of Honor normally puts out there. Sorry, whoever does the Ring of Honor stuff, but step up your game. In the trailer, it was basically announced that the IWGP Heavyweight Champion Okada, the Intercontinental Champion Tanahashi, Shinsuke Nakamura, Kushida, Jado, Gato, Liger would all be coming over for the shows. And of course, there's obvious speculation of the Forever Hooligans, who are also former Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions. There's some talk out there, Dez, about Karl Anderson and Young Bucks also being part of it. And Prince Devitt, that whole situation. is kind of up in the air. So there's really hasn't been any update on that, but anyone that's wondering, out of everything that I've heard, like on the Wrestling Observer, PW Torch, Devitt's situation is a little fishy. Yeah, because it would basically, because New Japan would have to pay for a second type of visa, I believe that is currently the story going on, because he already has one having to work for New Japan, and then to have to come to the States for two shows, you know, maybe three, whatever they do in the future, not really worth it financially. So
does Devitt wrestle, like, so would he have to, I don't even know why I'm like asking the logistics, but does he have to like get a visa to wrestle in the States without New Japan?
Yes, because so he has a visa that, because he is, you know, he's Irish and he's able to work in Japan because he has a visa. To come to the United States and work, he'd have to go through the process again. And that's just.
Yeah, that's probably a pain in the ass that they don't want to go through. But it'd be really cool to see Bullet Club in Ring of Honor.
I think so. Dez, when this news hit, I know you were probably one of the most elated people, knowing that you could probably get some New Japan stars in Ring of Honor. We've had
a
few of them before, but not. This is an entirely different level of star. You know, Okada, Tanahashi, who are arguably two of the best wrestlers in the world right now. Nakamura as well, the king of strong style. I don't know, Dez. This is crazy stuff going on. Ring of Honor really has the buzz right now.
Yeah, it's a really good super show type deal that they have. And Ring of Honor prides themselves on being North America's best wrestling company. And New Japan is, if not the world's best wrestling company, certainly the second best in the world. So it's a really good combination with those two. And yeah, we've seen like guys like Kushida and Forever Hooligans and stuff in Ring of Honor in the past coming in. And even then it was like a huge deal because these New Japan guys are here. But now you have the top tier of New Japan guys coming, which means both companies are looking at each other like they're big deals and they're going into this respectfully. And I think that's the best part about professional wrestling, is when two companies really respect what the other is doing and they want to put on a show for fans, because there is a huge crossover in Ring of Honor and New Japan. So I think it's going to be a great set of shows in Toronto and then in New York City.
Yeah, and then, of course, Gato and Jado coming over, or Jado and Gato, and then Liger, who I got to say, I crossed off a bucket list when I saw him at WrestleCon, but still, you know, he's been in Ring of Honor before for I think it was Weekend of Thunder, I think that's what the shows were titled, but still, obviously he's a legend, you know, his stuff with WCW is well documented. Hey, you go check that out on the WWE Network if you wanted to, hopefully pretty soon.
You can watch the pay-per-views with him on, you can't watch the Nitros, though.
Exactly. But anyway, I mean, so this is a really big time for Ring of Honor. I'm excited for some of the matchups. I don't know, Dez, if you had to, would you book New Japan talent against Ring of Honor talent, or would you rather see more, kind of like with when Dragon Gate and Ring of Honor had their relationship, more Dragon Gate versus Dragon Gate? Would you rather have that with New Japan stars, or do you want the dream matches to be made?
No, I want the dream matches. I think the whole point of doing a super show is to see this lull before announcing matches is a perfect way to get Ring of Honor fans and New Japan speculating as to who do you want to see go against New Japan and who do you want to represent Ring of Honor. And it's going to be, again, two of the best wrestling companies in the world, so says the hype. You want to see them compete against each other and see who's best in kind of a friendly sort of competition. And I think and I hope that over the next two the two shows in May, that's what happens, is this kind of competition thing and you know, see who turns up as the best between Ring of Honor guys, Japan guys.
I don't want to get too inside baseball here, but when you think about a match, say, for example, you'd want Okada versus Cole, but we all know there's some always backstage kind of stuff going on there. You know, who is going to come out the winner? Will we see a draw? That kind of messy stuff. And I'm not trying to be, dampen this, but still, sometimes those dream matches that you want, they don't always logistically work out. So I'm thinking more, I would like to see a good blend of it. Like, I would want to see Tanahashi, you know, probably go up against a guy like Cole or Elgin. But at the same time, you know, I don't know. I couldn't imagine who I'd want to see Jado and Gato face and it be, you know what I mean? Like, you have to have a certain balance between the two, because it would still be great to see them have a match against maybe, hey, say Adrenaline Rush. But at the same time, do those styles clash well? And, you know, we really don't know. But, I mean, honestly, the talents are all as good as they are. I can't imagine anyone having a bad match. But still, you know, those are things to consider.
I want to see Steen versus Nakamura.
Oh yeah, that would have it. Seeing him do the what the pickup superplex, well, middle rope suplex, but still,
Yeah.
that'd be pretty crazy. Or even just the delayed vertical suplex on Nakamura. Just see how long Elgin can hold him up there.
Oh man, yes, that'd be excellent. So yeah, and I think to your Cole Okada point, I mean, that's a match that again, you're right. There are a lot of politics behind that match. It's pro wrestling, and that's one of the situations unique to professional wrestling. But I think in a situation like that, I mean, if you have Cole and Okada like fight to like some sort of 30-minute draw or something like that, I think it'd be an acceptable way to cap off that set of shows. But I think it would have to be like the main event, and book it as the two biggest stars in the two biggest stars, one representing Ring of Honor, one representing New Japan, wrestling each other, and it's something that you'll never see anywhere else. And I think if it's marketed that way, here I am talking about marketing and Ring of Honor in the same sentence. But if it's marketed that way, I think it'd be a really big deal.
Imagine how great a main event would have to be if the secondary main event was Cole versus Okada. I mean, the main event would have to be blockbuster. I couldn't even imagine what it would be,
You'd
but
have to have
it'd be
like,
something.
yeah, like Norris making his debut or something, or somebody's beard having a match.
It would probably be the returning CM Punk against Tanahashi. That's probably what it would be.
That's probably the only thing that I could possibly top it.
So, Daz, other big news coming up from Ring of Honor, the return of the Ringmasters Challenge. You're excited.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, it is returning. Adam Cole up against Chris Hero. It is what it is. For anyone that doesn't know what it's basically a 2 out of 3 falls match. The first fall is pinfall only, second fall submission only, and third fall, if necessary, is a 15-minute Iron Man match with the sudden death over time. Adam Cole, I mean, I think it was I want to say the second Ringmasters Challenge.
Yeah, with Eddie Edwards. Or no, I think it was
It
with
was
Roddy
Strong.
Strong.
Yeah, with
Yeah.
Roderick Strong. And, okay, so setting the, or raising the bar is the name of the weekend shows coming in March. They have announced two new matches for that, Chris Hero versus Roderick Strong, Outlaw Inc. versus J. Mark Briscoe, and, of course, for night one, they've already signed Cole versus Matt Taven, which I know, Dez, I mean, everyone was asking for that.
Oh my God. Is that for the world title or the oh
Yes, it is
yeah,
a
it
world
has to
title
be, right?
match.
Because
I
I keep
mean,
forgetting Taven's not the champion anymore. That's hilarious.
it really is. I mean, nothing gets Taven. He's a great up and coming talent, but really, now?
What happened? Because he got murdered by Ciampa in December and now he's challenging for the title. Like, I haven't watched Ring of Honor TV in a few weeks, so I must have missed something.
I know. He must have gotten a win somewhere that allowed him to. Anyway, they have a video out where he challenges Adam Cole, but I'm like, I don't know about that. But on the same night, you do get to see Kevin Steen and the Young Bucks, essentially a Mount Rushmore in Ring of Honor,
Sure.
against the Briscoes and the unbreakable Michael Elgin. That's going to be a fun time.
That
And
sounds
then
awesome.
night two, as we said, the Ringmasters Challenge. And then for the World Tag Team titles, Red Dragon against the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, the Young Bucks.
Yes. And
And
as they said, they could potentially be the Ring of Honor, PWG, and IWGP Tag Team Champions.
that would be insane. Not gonna lie.
Has that ever been done before? Do you know?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, the Kings of Wrestling at one point had the Chikara, CZW, and Ring of Honor world titles, but in terms of PWG, I don't believe so. No.
Yeah,
So
this would be.
that could be really great. So anyway, that's Ring of Honor for you right now. Obviously, a lot of buzz. I think we're all very excited. Check out Ari Berenstain's small column of honors. They're up on the website right now, pwponderings.com, as he breaks it down for us. Des, DJSA ran some shows this weekend, Revolt and Way of the Ronin 2014. You can check all the results up at pwponderings.com. Just go to the indie news section. The one thing I really want to mention out of it, though, besides Johnny Gargano defending his title against Trent Beretta and Roderick Strong and retaining in both, we have a new Evolved champion, Chris Hero. He defeated AR Fox. Dez, you mentioned to me off the air, I mean, this is just what happens when you just
You
put the title
know,
on the line against everyone.
when you decide that anyone who even remotely gives you any kind of a struggle, when you decide that you want to defend the title against everybody and their mother, you're eventually going to lose the title. And AR Fox had an off night and he lost the title to Chris Hero. But hey, what a guy to lose the title to.
It's funny because the night before at Revolt, he had a challenge from Drew Gulak, and he put the Evolved title on the line, and obviously he
There you
retained
go.
it that night. But still, it's like at this point, anyone could just walk in there and say, "Hey, I want a title shot.
Yeah, and he would give it to you. If, like, a fan walked in, he'd be like, okay, you know, I'm a fighting champion.
Dez, don't even joke about that. Imagine, well, do you know who Green Lantern fan is? Have you heard of him?
I have not heard of Green Lantern fan. I assume he's a fan of the Green Lantern, though.
He's a fan that always wears a Green Lantern shirt, and he does timing for... anyway, we don't need to talk about him on this.
Okay.
Heard of him. But anyway...
You got a shout-out, though, right there.
Yeah, we'll just erase that part of the podcast.
Do you have more DGUSA stuff? Because I want to bring up my favorite part.
Go ahead. Other than Tim Donst was there, you know...
Yeah!
You did Chris Dickinson. That's pretty awesome. And of course, Tim Donst mentioned before he's no longer going to be working with Wrestling Izzo Chikara, at least for the foreseeable future. Yeah, but he is doing some great stuff in AIW, so we'll go with that. Dez, what do you want to say about it?
My highlight of these Dragon Gate shows was the press conference at the end of the first night. I think it was Revolt, hosted by the great, honorable, venerable referee and sketch comedy artist Bryce Remsburg. Hilarity ensued. It was Johnny Gargano and AR Fox, and they basically had like a wrestling themed improv comedy skit, and it was the best thing I had watched all weekend.
I didn't even realize that AR Fox wasn't even 2 years old yet.
He's a young guy, you know? Maybe that's why he defended the title against everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought that was really great. I've talked to Trevin Adams before, who helps run some of the production and booking sides of FIP. Maybe not booking, but he helps run the back end. And he says it's something to look forward to. You know, he wants to do more with Dragon Gate. They do it for FIP, and I thought it was pretty neat to see them do it here. Of course, we also saw the debut of Yosuke Santa Maria, a person, I will say, who... Alan Farrell of F4W Wrestling Observer, Dr. Keith Presents Show, he's a big fan of, well, him, but for Alan's sake, I will say her. And he made the debut in DGUSA. Of course, that was because Shima couldn't make it over. It was reported that it was because of some back issues, and Shima didn't want to come over and have, you know, bad matches, which I can respect. But we got Yosuke Santa Maria, so that's pretty fun. If you haven't checked that out, check out any Dragon Gate Infinity shows. It's an interesting gimmick. I'll leave it at that. And Dez, I assume you don't even know who it is. So
I imagine like a throwback to the Exoticos. Is that kind of?
Yes, very much okay. So. Yeah, you know, it's very rare for us to even mention the Exoticos here. But Dez, I mean, you know, with AAA coming over, I guess we might see it here in the United States.
I don't know, but I highly doubt it.
I know, exactly. It's kind of that touchy kind of subject, right?
It's one of those things like when people get fixated on Lucha Libre, they don't think about the wrestling or any of that stuff. They think about the midgets and they think about maybe not so much the Exoticos, but I think once they see it, that's what they're going to fixate on. So I don't know if they're going to want to bring that to American audiences.
You know what they're going to bring? Sin Cara. Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, we went there. Let's talk about some other more exciting news going on. CZW, they have announced for their high-stakes show on March 8th, which will be live on iPay-Per-View. The Wired TV title will be defended. Devon Moore defends against Shane Strickland. Shane Strickland, I mean, Dez, have you been able to check out any of his matches lately?
I've seen some of his stuff. Not too much, though. Definitely none of his CZW work.
I mean, I think he's one of those guys, and he's getting a lot of hints in other promotions as well. He's one of those guys to keep an eye out on. I'm not saying I predict a title change here or anything, but Shane Strickland, I definitely think down the line he's going to be something pretty special. Of course, Masada is out to destroy the Gulak campaign for a better combat zone. He's going to be facing members of them, starting with the enforcer, Mr. Tofiga. And of course, Tommy Dreamer, the extreme icon, he's going to take on Chainsaw Joe Gacy. That's going to be crazy. So someone's going to bleed. That's just a guess.
I'm guessing it's going to be Dreamer.
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah, just why not? And then, of course, an 8-man tag, the juicy product of JT Dunn and David Starr against Alex Colon and a member of the front to challenge Ohio is for Killers, Jake and Dave Chris, Azrael and Chris Dickinson. And, of course, the world champion Drew Gulak is defending against AR Fox. Hey! There you go. Ooh. AR Fox may win the CZW title.
And then he'll defend it against everyone. Yeah. Maybe even Mama Excellent.
That'd be biased, Dez.
That would be so biased. WrestleCon 2015 right there.
There you go. And of course, the world tag champions of CZW, the Beaver Boys, are going to face at the front. So lots of good stuff there. Check them out. CZWWrestling.com. AIW, Dez, has some big news. Alex Shelley is coming for he's coming over for the shows in May. I'm just kind of it's something we didn't actually mention during the Ring of Honor talk because it's actually kind of absent from that. The fact that Kushida's coming over, you almost by default want to mention Alex Shelley, but because they don't really mention his name, you don't want to throw it out there. But man, Alex Shelley coming over to the United States, you'd have to think if he's been getting booked in AIW, he's also getting booked in other places.
That would make sense. It would be cool to have the time splitters in ROH. I know Kushida's been there. I don't think Alex Shelley's been there in a while. I could be wrong.
In AIW?
In a Ring of Honor.
No, he hasn't been in Ring of Honor for
Yeah.
a little bit. But AIW, he's making his debut. But let's talk
Right.
about their next show coming up. Gauntlet for the Gold, March 14th, Cleveland, Ohio. You really have to be at the show if you can. Dez, I know you can't, but you should go too. For the AIW title, Michael Elgin against Andrew Everett. There's a 30-person Gauntlet for the Gold where the winner receives the title match at Absolution 9. Lewis Linden defends the Intense title against ACH. Tim Donce versus Eddie Kingston. Bobby Beverly versus All Ego. Marion Fontaine versus Tracy Smothers. Dix and Flips versus Euthanasia. And then Alex Shelley, of course, he's debuting at Ain't Nothing But a G Thing in May. Does this from AIW really hitting all cylinders right now? I think they're doing a fantastic job. I believe Kevin Steen is also announced for Ain't Nothing But a G Thing. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that's correct for May. So that should be a good
Yeah.
match. Just imagine, hey, Steen versus Shelley. Haven't seen that in a while.
Ooh, Christ. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, like I said last week, this is AIW. This is their peak period from March to July is their build to Absolution, and they take it very seriously because Absolution is where all of these storylines come to an end and where everything has a resolution. And also, looking at last year as a perfect example, it's where new storylines begin. So it's a great show in July, and these next months are just where, when you're telling a story, things get really intense, pardon the pun. They get really crazy before they're paid off. So these next 4 months in AIW are crazy.
So what you're saying is we're getting the return of Nixon. No?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
Okay. Actually, I'm just going to throw this out there. Don't want to ruin the surprise, but keep an ear out for the new Fan to Fan that breaks this week on pwponies.com, on iTunes, and Stitcher.
I
I'm
heard
going
there
to
are
say we
scoops
have
on
some
it.
big AIW news on there, but that's all I'm going to say.
Oh God, they're gonna start a faction called Reagan.
Hey. You never know, Des. You never know. Let's talk about St. Louis Anarchy right down the road from AIW. They've announced that Chris Hero will be making his debut in May as well, along with Davey Richards and Alex Shelley. So that's going to be a big show. And of course, he's actually going to take on ACH. So imagine that, Alex Shelley versus ACH. That's going to be pretty fun.
That's pretty fresh, yo.
And of course, Davey Richards, the new TNA Tag Team Champion.
Oh, really? I didn't
Yeah.
see that. I didn't see that on my TV, so I assumed it just didn't happen.
It does. House shows, man. House.
Oh, yeah. Bringing it back, man. Bringing back to business.
They do occur. Let's talk about CWF Mid-Atlantic at Omega Loco in, I guess, Joco this past weekend. The PWI Ultra J champion Trevor Lee, he defeated the CWF Mid-Atlantic champion Eric Royal to advance in the Omega title tournament. Expect some, I want to say, ramifications coming from that in CWF Mid-Atlantic. Of course, go to CWF247.com for all the news there. Dez, our friends over at Wrestling Elite Revolution, they're going to be releasing their first show of 2014, Rise, entirely for free on YouTube. Of course, all they're asking actually is a little bit of a donation. We have an article up at pwponderings.com. It will be included in the information for this podcast. They're just asking for a donation. You can check out all the matches for free. They've already released the first one right now, and that's Nutrius X taking on the Caveman, and they will be releasing the rest on their YouTube channel, so check that out. Their next event is March 22nd at Darrow's Extreme Fitness as they head down the road to Long Road, and the tickets are available. All that information will be included. So really good stuff there. Dads, it's always great to have free wrestling because there just isn't enough out there.
It's cool, man, and donations. I mean, those are cool too. If you're a nice person, you make donations. It's just a fact of life. And if you're a terrible person, then you don't make donations.
Right. I mean, hey, give a dollar. Whatever you can, just donate.
Yeah.
And I mean, they are giving us free wrestling, so it's pretty neat. VWAA also has a show this weekend. Adapt or Die 2014 takes place Sunday, March 2nd. Kids 12 and under are free, $10 general admission. They have the VWA champion, Thomas Sinclair, circuit champion, Gary J. ACH makes his debut, the Hooligans of Devin and Mason Cutter, Bryce Benjamin, Joey Marks, Matthias Kalevra, Josh Crane, Evan Jalestico, Malachi Matthews, and Derek St. Holmes, as well as many others. So check them out on Sunday. Should be a really good time. Last bit of news to cover here, Dez. Our friends over at ASCA Wrestling, it's a promotion out in Italy, which, I mean, hey, independent wrestling all over the world. They are returning May 17th and 18th. They have four talents already announced for the show called Ready to Start. Robbie X, the future MK McKinnon, Tommy End, and UHA Nation going over there in Italy. So if you happen to be listening to us and you live in Italy, you should go check that out. The information is on our website right now. You can check out the article. But Dez, I mean, this is just one of the few things I like to talk about on the newscast, because independent pro wrestling, it's not just the United States thing. Obviously, it's not just, you know, in a few countries like Mexico, Japan. It is worldwide. And I think it's pretty cool that they have partnered up with us to bring us this kind of news. Even though, I mean, I got to say, they put out some of the free matches on their YouTube page. Obviously, I don't think you or I are ever going to make it out to a show. Maybe. But I think it's pretty neat, the reach that independent pro wrestling has. And then obviously a guy like UHA Nation getting out there to Italy. And then Tommy End, of course, I think he's very well known amongst the European fans. But obviously, wherever he works, anyone should check that out.
I love European pro wrestling. And I've yet to watch anything on the Italian scene. And I wonder how similar it is to like the British wrestling scene, which I love because it's so hard hitting.
Yeah, because you watch a lot of British wrestling. You probably know of MK McKinnon. I've never really heard of Robbie X, though. Have you?
Yeah, I haven't actually heard either of those names, but I think this is the place where, like, I just finished reading William Regal's book, and he talks all about when you're wrestling in the UK, and obviously Regal was around during a different era, but I feel like it's still very similar philosophy these days, where you're wrestling in Britain or in England, and your goal is to get out across the European continent and have matches in other countries, because it's not like here where we only have like, what is it, like 2-3 countries on this continent? I don't know. Over there, it's a bunch. So if you want to go and have matches.
Well, it would be three if you're talking about Canada, the United States, and then Mexico.
And it's like it's a cool thing for these guys. It's kind of like them proving to themselves that they can fare better outside of their comfort zone. So I think when you watch that, that's kind of what you're watching when you watch this Italian promotion. And I hope they throw a lot of big boots in the country that's shaped like a boot.
I hope so too. Hey, if they have UHA Nation and Tommy End, I would imagine there are a lot of stiff kicks. MK McKinnon, I believe he wrestles, I want to say, for Southside Wrestling Entertainment. That's why I kind of figured maybe you'd be familiar with him. I'm not entirely sure, but I think that's one of the major promotions. Or Revolution Pro, even also. That might be. But I know I've heard of him. I've never really heard of Robbie X. But yeah, of course, all the luck in the world to them. Check them out. If you happen to be listening to us from Italy, then you have some independent wrestling to go to. So, Dez, that is it for the news. Why don't we get out of here? Of course, I want to plug a couple stuff coming right now. PW Pondings, of course, we host the Schools In episode. And Danny Daniels, the AAW Pro Booker, you should really check out that. Schools In podcast, I think, is really great. Obviously, they talk to a lot of people who don't even normally do podcast interviews. So you should check them out. They're on our feed. But, of course, go to pwponderings.com/C. That's SEE Wrestling to check out all their episodes. And of course, we saw the return of Viva Chikara to PW Ponderings.
Yay!
All ends with beginnings. Kevin Ford and Justin Houston talking about everything Chikara, what's been going on. And hey, you get a rant from Justin Houston. That should not be a surprise to anyone. So go check that out. I thought it was really entertaining. Dez, you write about stuff on the internet sometimes, maybe. Why don't you tell listeners what you have going on?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've written anything for the internet. However, you can check out my personal website, thingsdezhas.net, where I have podcasts on about things. This Saturday for our Culture My Pop show, this past Saturday, I had producer Scott Mosier on, and we talked about all sorts of incredible things that I never thought I'd ever be able to talk about with one of the guys who worked on some of my favorite movies of all time. So he was on, and that was fun. So please go back and listen to that if you haven't, because it was very, very fun show to do, and I hope equally as fun to listen to. And then this Saturday, I don't know what we're doing, but We don't have a guest. We're just going to goof off and talk about things, which is always very funny. And then on Mondays, we have the wrestling show for the wrestling fans that are listening right now, where we talk more about the mainstream side of professional wrestling, like the WWE Network. So we'll be giving our first impressions on that on Monday and all sorts of other men in tights related exploits. And my Twitter page is at Des Delgadillo.
So you're fully excited about Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, right?
I don't know how to feel.
Dez, it's Brock Lesnar and Undertaker. Come on.
I don't like watching Brock lose. It was physical pain.
Really?
It hurts. It
causes you physical pain to see one of the biggest and most legit athletes in the world lose.
It does. It hurts. It makes me like doubt humanity. When John Cena pinned Brock Lesnar, I cannot explain to you the emotional distress I felt.
That was a questionable situation there. I'll admit that. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, this is WrestleMania season, a big time for all wrestling fans, including independent pro wrestling. Check out all the events that will be going on around WrestleMania, Ring of Honor, WrestleCon, the WWE Live Experience, tons of stuff. Of course, follow it all at pwponderings.com. We'll keep you updated. For myself, you can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/CGSTong. That's CGSTONG. And, of course, email me at the same thing, CGSTong@pwponderings.com. Just a couple notes about the website. We have a lot of new writers coming on board, tons of new columns and articles. So please check out pwponderings.com daily for all the new content. Of course, we want to thank you if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher. Leave us a 4 or 5 star review. Help our algorithm get out there, have more listeners. And we actually had a ton of new followers on Facebook and Twitter, so we want to welcome you all to the podcast if this is the first time you're checking it out. And please let your friends know about what we're doing here and independent pro wrestling. For Des Delgadillo, I'm Chris Giusti. Have a good week, guys, and we'll talk to you again.